USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Day 8 of witness testimony in the murder trial of ex-Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is underway. Los Angeles Police Sergeant Jody Stinger discussing the defense's argument that an angry crowd of bystanders distracted Chauvin.
There was some name-calling, yes, but and some foul language. That was about the most of it.
Did that factor into your analysis?
No.
Why not?
Because I did not perceive them as being a threat.
Attorney generals from Texas and Louisiana on Tuesday took the Biden administration to court, alleging that it is refusing to take custody of illegal immigrants convicted of serious crimes after the administration set rules narrowing its immigration enforcement priorities. The AG saying that the memoranda failed to prioritize detention of criminal aliens with final orders of removal. USA Radio News.
With more people at home due to the pandemic, it's more important than ever to keep small lithium coin batteries away from children. On a mission to help keep families safe, battery brand Duracell and the American Academy of Pediatrics have joined forces to power safely. Bobby Mendez, president of Duracell North America.
Well, Duracell, we're very proud of teaming up with the AAP in this shared mission of keeping children safe. And at the heart of the effort is a campaign to raise awareness.
Duracell has also come out with a bitter coating on their most popular lithium coin batteries.
And what this does, it discourages the child from swallowing the battery. So that's really the at the heart of the innovation.
Duracell and the AAP urge all parents, caregivers, and pediatricians to learn more about lithium coin battery safety at Duracell.com or HealthyChildren.org.